John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Welcome to the 12th season of In the Red Zone, talking New Orleans Saints football. And now let's go to Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Red Zone. We're live here for one hour, and we're talking Saints-Colts. Sunday afternoon game here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard. They're open every day, 9 to 9 except Sunday. And we'll be here for 1 hour talking Saints football. We'll be back, of course, on Monday to recap the game. But my first guest, his first appearance on the show, we've talked many times in the press box at Saints home games. He is a Saints linebacker. He was a Super Bowl champion. He was with the team from 2006 to 2012. Prior to that, he played at the University of Nebraska, which has great history as well. So he is Scott Shanley. So, Scott, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you having me on.
Hey, so it's great to talk to you on the show. And so we look at the Saints so far, 7 games into the season, 3-4. And a lot of people are saying, well, the best thing you can say right now is there have been very good moments, and the schedule still is very manageable, right? Because they did not have a very difficult schedule, even through the first 7 games. And the team that leads the division is one game ahead of the Saints right now, and they have not played that team yet, being the Falcons. So saying all that, give me kind of your analysis of so far the first 7 games of the season.
Yeah, I think, you know, anybody who's watched this team, I think you could use the words frustrated and disappointed. I think you're right, though. They play in a division that is easily winnable, probably have the best roster remaining, and the most favorable schedule. So the division's right there. And so as frustrating and disappointing as it's been so far at 3-4, I really felt like this team would be 5-2 with this schedule. This team has a chance to host a playoff game. And who knows what happens later in the year. It's all about playing your best football when it matters most. The frustrating thing with this team is, you're right, we've seen some good, but that good doesn't last very long. And I think that's where people are starting to get a little antsy is when are we going to see this consistency based on the talent you have on this roster? And I think that's the disappointing / frustrating part right now.
Well, the question I'm asked all the time is, what's wrong with the Saints? And it's like, it's not a simple there's not a simple answer there. You could talk about issues with the offensive line, for example, some injury issues. They weren't that deep anyway. Coming into the season, you can talk about Derek Carr's inconsistent play. I mean, you look, he's only got 6 touchdown passes. I know he didn't play all of one of the games. You know, he got hurt in a game. But he's only got – they played 7 games. He only had 6 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. And then Olave's struggled recently the last couple of weeks as well. You can talk about the play calling, the end of the Houston game, the end of the Jacksonville game. So there's a lot of things thrown into that mix there. So if you were asked that question, which I'm asking you now, where do you think the inconsistency has come from? You think it's we can point to somebody, one or two things, or you think it's just multiple problems the Saints are having?
Yeah, it's multiple problems, but the problem is the problems keep popping up in different games. I mean, you know, just first of all, the most disappointing game this year was the Green Bay Packers game. You blew that lead in the fourth quarter, and 4-3 looks a lot different than 3-4, and those type of games come back to haunt you. And so from that perspective, the defense has been the strength of your team, and if you're the strength of the team, you can't give up those type of leads. So the defense is default in some of these instances, but more so, I think for me, the disappointing part that has been consistent through this year has been the offensive line play. It's really hard to judge Derek. You know, whenever somebody gets paid that type of money and is supposed to be the savior, everybody wants to make him the lightning rod. But for me, it's been hard to judge Derek because the offensive line play hasn't been very good. And then you couple that with an injury. It's been very, very hard for me to judge, is Derek Carr the problem? Is it the play calling? Is it the offensive line? And so then you go to the wide receiver group, which is very talented, but I don't see the consistency in the route running as far as the details and the exactness of their routes like you're so used to seeing back when Sean and those guys ran those plays. I just see so much inconsistency at so many positions that it's hard to know where to put all the blame. I think everybody shares it.
All right, so, you know, you think about, and the reason why it is complex, I bring up the last two games, where they were in similar situations, where they need a touchdown to tie, maybe they go for a two-point conversion to take the lead. They have the ball inside the red zone against Houston and against Jacksonville. And some of it looks like maybe Derek Carr's audibling and calling his own play. Some of it looks like it's there. Actually the play call from Carmichael, whoever's calling the plays, but they're not good plays, whether they're coming from an audible or that those are the designed plays. And especially in the Jacksonville game where Kamara was really playing well on the second half and didn't touch the ball in the last four plays of that game. So that's where I guess the confusion comes. And how do you see that? Where do you think the problem is? You think that you know, that maybe Derek Carr's not making great decisions when he changes the play, or do you think the play calling just has not been good in the red zone?
Yeah, I think some of it is my question and my suggestions on two different levels would be this to Derek. On third and two and third and three, we can't be throwing jump balls. We've seen that way too many times. When it's third and short, it's about moving the chains. It's about high percentage throws or runs. But it's about just getting a new set of downs and continue to march down the field, because I can't tell you how many times in multiple games it's been third and two and you see a 30-yard jump ball, a 50-50 ball, and rarely have we won those. So I think it needs to be about moving the sticks. Third and two, whether it's play calling or Derek audibling, it's got to be high percentage pass plays and run plays. Run the ball and go for it on fourth down and one. And that leads me to my other suggestion would be to Dennis Allen as a head coach and Pete Carmichael as a play caller. More so maybe Dennis, because he's a defensive-minded guy. And when you're defensive-minded, you have a tendency to make your offense more conservative. I would tell Dennis, it's time to cut it loose. It's time to go for it on fourth down. It's time to be more aggressive in your mindset. And if you have to defend more plays and you're giving up more yards defensively, who cares? It's about scoring points, and I think that has to start with being aggressive from a game clock management standpoint.
All right, well, you got me into the last question when I asked you the subject about clock management, because there was a really embarrassing play in the or situation in the Houston game where they used a timeout after an incomplete pass, so the clock was not even running. And you and I have talked about clock management. Use of timeouts has not been great either, whether it's in the middle of the game or at the end of the game. And the Saints have ended two games with timeouts left when they were irrelevant because they didn't have enough time. There was not enough time left in the game anyway, especially in the Jacksonville game. And that's frustrating as well. How would you advise them when it comes to that? Because you can't end a football game with timeouts left, because they don't carry over to the next game, obviously.
No, you're exactly right. I think the one thing that this coaching staff has to realize and this team has to realize, and this is not to be harsh, but they're not good enough to mismanage the clock. And that's just saying you are not so much more talented than the other teams in the NFL, pro football, grown man football, that you can go out there and mismanage the clock, because every play matters. And look at the games, how they've all come down to the very end. Every play matters in these games. So clock management can win you and lose you games when you're evenly matched, just like most teams are. There's a few teams that are just more talented and better coached. But this team right now has not shown. When you're playing even with Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who aren't as talented as they've been, and the Green Bay Packers, who aren't that good, every play matters. You have to manage the clock accordingly.
Hey, that's it. I agree with you completely on that. It's always great talking to you in the press box and good stuff. And we'll see how they do Sunday afternoon at Indianapolis. So, Scott, thanks for joining me. It was a real pleasure. I agree with a lot of what you said, and hopefully that – The Saints don't listen to me, so maybe they'll listen to you. But anyway, it's always good stuff. Thanks again for joining me. Have a great weekend. I'm sure I'll see you at the next Saints game.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, hey, thanks a lot. That was Scott Shanley, who was, and I didn't get a chance to ask Scott about, I did want to ask him, but we'll do it another time, about, you know, his days with the Saints and some highs and lows. Of course, the Super Bowl win. The low to me may be the San Francisco loss in 2011. But anyway, we're going to take our first break. We're live here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard. We'll be back. We've got great guests coming up, Hank Allen, Brett Martell, and more right after these messages.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Osteen, Jeff Osteen. He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
As a financial planner for New York Life, Amanda Saldana helps her clients with a variety of products to meet their insurance and financial needs, including college funding, retirement, managing costs, and lifetime income strategies. Please feel free to contact Amanda to fully realize your financial potential. They have two locations in the Entergy Building in New Orleans on Loyola and on the North Shore in Mandeville. Amanda can be reached at 985-662-2656 or at asaldana01 at ft.newyorklife.com. We'll be here till 6 p.m. here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Menory meets Kenner. And right off the I-10 exit at Veterans, they're open every day 9 to 9, except for Sunday. So they'll be here tomorrow, all day tomorrow. With all the great college football, you can stop by here, buy a car. They got this beautiful red truck. Been looking at it right next to me. We need to get that sold, so come on down. It looks awesome. It's a great deal, and you need to come and take a look at it. While we're waiting for Executive Director Bernadette Lucas from Come Grow With Us, they have their big fundraiser at Liberty Kitchen, November 10th. The patrons 6 to 7 and 7 to 10 is the gala. It's at the cafe there at Liberty Kitchen. And their event, again, is November 10th, so we want you to support that. Also, JPS, their 46th season, Young Frankenstein, starting tonight. The website's jpas.org. 1027, which is tonight, which is a few days from Halloween, all the way to November 5th. They're at 6400 Airline Drive in Metairie, Louisiana. So you can either go on the website at jpas.org or call them at 504-885-2000. I believe there are tickets available tonight. If you want to come out, they're going to be there all the way till November 5th. Mel Brooks is Young Frankenstein. We got playtiblelane.com, my good buddy Richie Tomlin, the golf pro there. If you want to go to the website to book a tee time, you can join the Golf Advantage program as well with all kinds of great discounts, tee times, and also access to the driving range, etc. Or call them at 504-367-5010. They have the new part of the clubhouse is open now, so you can go in there and get your golf cart and all that great stuff in the new area. And they'll be open. The restaurant, I believe, is opening by next month, so that should be great as well. Cafe Hope. We got the VFW Gala, the website vfwgala.org, which is tomorrow night. I'll be there. 5 to 6 is the Champagne Patron Party. 6 to 10 is the gala. That's at 531 Lyon Street. You can also buy tickets on Eventbrite or at vfwgala.org. And they'll be there tomorrow night, like I said, 5 to 6. And then 6 to 10 is the gala. And that's right off Chopper. So it's right near F&M's bar. The Azucar Ball is also tomorrow night. That's at the Hyatt. I heard they've got a big crowd coming for that. But I'm sure they'll let you come if you want to hang out and buy tickets there as well. We're talking about the Saints-Colts game on Sunday afternoon in Indianapolis, Lucas Field. And that's a great city. I was there for the an event which is happening again this spring, which is, I call it the Dessert Expo, which is such a great event to go to. The Sweetened Snacks Expo. And they're back. They were in Chicago the last couple of years. I've been three times because I've been to Indianapolis when they did it 1 year there. I was in Chicago twice the last couple of years. They're back in Indianapolis at the Convention Center downtown. It's a great town. So I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to be over there this weekend for the Saints game, but I am going to the Vikings game in a couple of weeks ago in downtown Minneapolis at U.S. Bank Stadium, and we'll talk more about that as we get closer to that game. But Indianapolis is a great town, so I hope a lot of Saints fans are traveling to Indianapolis this weekend. They've got some great restaurants over there, and you know, St. Elmo's is their great steakhouse. I was there. They got, you know, they got the great petite filet, or the filet, and the cocktail, shrimp cocktail with a cocktail sauce. So a great restaurant. If you're going there this weekend for the Saints game at noon, I just want to mention the Saints are a 1-point favorite. The total is 43.5. The Saints are 3-4. They are 2-2 on the road. The Colts are 3-4, but 1-3 at home. Yards, the Saints are at 345 per game. The Colts are 376. Rushing, the Saints are at 98. Colts at 124. So the Colts statistically are better on offense. The Saints are statistically better on defense. And I want to give you some numbers as also. Yards allowed, the Saints better defensively. Like I said, 299. The Colts are at 372. Rushing, the Saints give up 99 a game. The Colts at 119. The injury report, they've got Alante Taylor questionable. Jimmy Graham is questionable. Andres Pete is questionable. On the offensive line, James Hurt is out. I believe Taysom Hill's playing, even though his list is questionable. The Colts, they've got Juju Brents as a cornerback's out. Braden Smith, an offensive lineman's out. Tony Brown's questionable. Zach Moss, which is very important, he's their leading rusher, is questionable, but I said he's expected to play. And Eric Johnson, the defensive tackle, is questionable as well. And so we were just talking to Scott Shanley, former Saints player, won a Super Bowl with the Saints in 2009, about Derek Carr's numbers, 163 for 255, 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. We know he missed a lot of the second half against the Packers in that loss to the Packers, so he's 7 complete games, but he's played 6.5. He's got 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. That ain't great. And Gardner Minshew's 105, 161, 11, 87, 5, 14 for the opposing team, which is the Colts. We've got Bernadette Lucas with us now. So, Bernadette, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
So I mentioned while we were waiting to connect with you guys, again, your event, Come Grow With Us. You're the executive director, Liberty Kitchen, which is wonderful place. You do such great things there. The food's unbelievable. The event's November 10th. You know, we talked about 6 to 7 is a patron, 7 on is the gala at the cafe. So tell us a little bit about what you guys do with Come Grow With Us.
Sure. Come Grow With Us is our annual gala to benefit our youth programming and the recent reopening of our cafe. This event features delectable cuisine from our cafe as well as from renowned New Orleans restaurants like Italian Garden, Copper Vine, Josephine Estelle, Seaworthy, and Devil Moon Barbecue. There are going to be musical guests, include DJ Polo 504 for the patron party, and we're going to have T-Ray the violinist for the gala. We have honored guests, including honorary culinary co-chairs, Chef Byron Bradley of The Deep and Chef Serena Johnson of Liberty's Kitchen, as well as Janet Gorns Davis Youth Achievement Award winners, Xavier Chambers and Kayla Butler. This gala allows us to showcase the incredible impact that Liberty's Kitchen has on the youth in our city.
Hey, and you know, I've seen that violinist several times at several events, and last night at Top Taco, Devil Moon was there with their barbecue, and they're great. Their food is excellent. You've mentioned a lot of great restaurants, so it should be a great time. Like you said, it's a great cause, a very good learning experience as well. So tell us, which maybe the most important thing is how you buy tickets to this event on November 10th. So give us that information.
Yes, community members can get involved by becoming sponsors or attending the event. Patron party tickets are $200 and gala tickets are $150. You can buy your tickets at www.libertieskitchen.org.
Or if you, all right, to request, and tell us, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just saying, to request press passes for Come Grow With Us, you can contact Rebecca Chalin, our marketing manager, at 504-304-2311 or via email at rchalin, R-C-H-A-L-I-N, at libertieskitchen.org.
Yeah, I know. Rebecca's great. We've been talking and everything, and she got connected me with you, and which is very important as well. And give us the location of where the fundraiser takes place as well.
Sure. The fundraiser will take place this year at our cafe on 300 Broad Street in New Orleans, right next door to the Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of your events there, like lunch events, and the food's been incredible, and you've got all these great restaurants, and so I think it'll be a great success. And any final thoughts you want to leave us with, our listening audience, because we're going to encourage them to purchase tickets to support you guys, because they're not only going to support a great cause, but they're going to get some great food as well.
Absolutely. I just want to tell them at Liberty's Kitchen, we're devoted to empowering young minds and creating a brighter future for our city. We believe in the power that young people have in shaping our world. That's why we provide under-resourced youth with the tools they need to succeed, equipping them with workforce and life skills that open new doors to new opportunities. By becoming a sponsor or purchasing a ticket, you can stand up for our community and be an advocate for young people on the path to success. And please remember that all proceeds support our programs that provide hot meals, workforce training, and wraparound support to young people ages 16 to 24.
That sounds great. Hey, Burnett, thanks for joining us this afternoon. And we're going to, of course, mention the information again before we get off the air. So thanks again, and I think you're going to have a great success on November 10th.
You're welcome, and thanks again for having me.
All right, thank you. That was Burnett Lucas, who is the executive director of Come Grow With Us, which is a fundraiser supporting Liberty Kitchen at 300 Broad, and that will take place November 10th. She said the patron tickets are $200, so that's at 6 to 7, and then 7 on, $150 for the gala. All right, we'll be back with the second half of the show. We got Hank Allen and Brett Martell on deck right after these messages.
Pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Foster,
he's a man of integrity.
Jeff
Foster, Jeff Foster, want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. The parents of murdered Northwestern State football player Ronnie Caldwell are speaking out. Ronald Caldwell Sr. says Ronnie was relocated to another apartment because of mold and given a new non-student roommate. Caldwell Sr. says Ronnie's roommate pulled a gun on him on October 9th. 3 days later, he was fatally shot. No one has been charged in his murder, but the roommate, 27-year-old John McIntosh, has been arrested on gun and drug charges. Ronald Caldwell Sr. says head coach Brad Laird and Northwestern State failed to protect his son.
Protecting my whole family all their life, and I get this call, and all I ask him to do is to move my son. What's so hard? Why you didn't do it? That's all I have to say. He was wrong.
Caldwell Sr. says he reached out to head football coach Brad Laird, and the coach assured him they would move Caldwell to a safe location. Laird announced his resignation on Thursday, and Northwestern State has canceled the rest of the season, forfeiting the rest of its games. LRN.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuda with Doctors Rehab Services. And chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr.
As a financial planner for New York Life, Amanda Saldana helps her clients with a variety of products to meet their insurance and financial needs, including college funding, retirement, managing costs, and lifetime income strategies. Please feel free to contact Amanda to fully realize your financial potential. They have two locations in the Entergy Building in New Orleans on Loyola and on the North Shore in Mandeville. Amanda can be reached at 985-662-2656
or at acelldana01 at ft.com. We're back for the second half of the show, live here at Premier Nissan, and we'll be back, of course, on Monday. Today we're talking about Saints-Colts, and Monday we'll be back to kind of recap the game. But my next guest is Hank Allen from WGNO-TV. So, Hank, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Mitch, how's it going?
Good, man. Hey, you know, we're talking about two kind of subjects during this these segments today. Kind of a recap of the first seven games and then looking forward to the game Sunday. And so, you know, people keep asking me, you know, what's the problem with the Saints? They're 3-4, a very manageable schedule. There's still a lot of easy games to go. I guess you can't call them easy anymore, but where do you think has been, you know, the biggest problem? Because you can talk about the play calling, you can talk about the quarterback play from Derek Carr, you can talk about injuries with the offensive line and their inconsistencies. So do you think it's like a combination of everything, or there's some bigger fault here that's what the Saints need to correct if they're going to have a chance to win the division this year?
Yeah, I don't know if it's specifically play calling or not. I mean, I know a lot of people want to jump on that, but you look at some of the past few weeks here, you had one game well over 400 yards offense that you lost. You had another one last week against Jacksonville at home, 407 yards. So they're really putting up a lot of offense here. And, you know, some of the higher numbers in the league over the past couple of weeks. So I don't know if it's necessarily play calling. I think if you want to narrow it down to red zone play calling, you could. But the offense hasn't been that bad, I don't think. Time of possession last week, 36 minutes. You ran 87 plays to their 56. I think, part of the problem here is, I have touched on before, it all starts with the offensive line. So I don't think there's any question that is an issue. But also the running game. I mean, you and I talk about it all the time. It's hard to win a game when you're passing the ball, I think, at least in the NFL, when you're passing the ball, 55 times, 33 of 55 Derek Carr. I mean, I don't care. I've said it for years. That's why you look at college over the past 10 to 15 years, you never saw those high-flying Big 12 offenses, win national titles. I just think it's consistently difficult to win games in a consistent fashion when you're throwing the ball more than 45 times a game. And you get up to 55 times a game. I mean, Mitch, if you're running that many more plays than the other team, then you should be wearing down the defense. But you're not wearing them down when you're throwing the ball 55 times. I mean, I just think it's hard to execute consistently when you're throwing the ball that much. So I think it's a combination of things, certainly. But to me, you have to get back to establishing the running game. There seems to be no interest in doing that. You can't throw the ball 55 times and expect to win a game. And then, beyond that, I guess you see what happens in the red zone. But to me, you got to get back to where you can run the ball here.
Yeah, I mean, they're averaging 98 yards a game rushing. Colts are 124, so we see the difference right there. And I know a few years ago, I used to say when Breeze was a quarterback that you want him to throw the ball, somewhere between 20 and 30, maybe 25, the median number, and you want to run for 125 or more. That was what I said. The Saints will win almost every game if Breeze throws between 20 and 30 times and they run for over 125 yards. That was my number. Maybe you want to run for a little bit more, but I think 125. And like you said, you it's amazing that you have the ball 31 more plays and you have the ball like 13 more minutes against it and you lose a game. That just should not happen. And there was another game where they had a big disparity in time of possession. And so I agree with everything you said, plus the red zone play calling in the last couple of weeks. I mean, those both games, very similar, eerie. We're talking about Halloween, so I can use the word eerie here with the Houston game and the Jacksonville game where they just either, I don't know if it's an audible or it's just these toss-up kind of pass plays, and they don't even use Kamara at the end of the game against Jacksonville. That's where he was playing well. He had a rhythm going. They had just given him the ball. He ran for like over 10 yards. He didn't get the ball the last four plays.
Yeah.
And so, and they leave timeouts, which they must think carry to the next game because they always have timeouts left at the end of a game.
I don't, you know, you obviously you had the dominating win against the Patriots, but you're absolutely right. I mean, the Texans game, the same kind of story. You had 430 yards in that game. You had 78 total plays to 60. You know, it's not quite as imbalanced as this Jacksonville game, but you're looking at these stats and you say, you know, we should be winning these games. But you know what happened in that Texans game? 89 yards rushing. I mean, I just don't think, and Derek Carr had 50 pass attempts. I just don't think you can win the game like that. I think you're spot on. You got to get that pass number down. It's the chicken and the egg. Do you have less rushing numbers because you're throwing the ball that much? Or do you have to throw the ball that much because you don't think you can run the ball with this offensive line? And I'm not sure I know exactly what the answer is to that question, but I don't have any doubt about what the result is and what the answer is to the overall question. And to me, it's lowering the passing attempts and increasing the rushing yardage. And to me, you have to figure out a way to do that. And I guess I could go the 10,000-foot view that we talked about last year. It's like, you know, is Dennis Allen really that good of a coach? He wasn't before as a head coach. So what makes us think he's going to be now? So that could be one of the overall factors as well. But at least when you're looking at the numbers, to me, that's it.
Well, the three things I said were the key to the season was Derek Carr's performance, which has not been very good, about the pass rush defensively, which has been okay, and the running game. And we talked about they draft Kendre Miller, who looked good in training camp, and they made it, I thought was a good acquisition to get Jamal Williams from Detroit, yet Detroit's doing fine with the other backs they've got, with Gibbs, for example, the other back, Montgomery. But Kendre Miller missed some time. Now Jamal Williams missed a little bit of time. And then, of course, Kamara missed the first three games because of the suspension. And now it seems to me like they're only relying on Kamara. They're not even using Jamal Williams and Kendre Miller enough. And I think that's part of the problem with the problems with the offensive line, why they can't run the ball.
Yeah, that could be a great point. I just think, and you're right, you had 19 carries against Texas for Kamara, and nobody else had more than two. And so I think you're right. You're not really using the guys you have, and it could come back down to the offensive line as it always seems to, but you've got to find a way to move the ball on the ground. This is the NFL. You've still got to be able to run the ball effectively, to me, because passing the ball 45 to 50 times ain't going to get it done.
Do you think that they're going to change anything? I mean, the season is salvageable. I'm not just saying it because of the show, of course, but I'm saying because Atlanta, I did pick Atlanta. I was hoping I was wrong. I thought Atlanta would win the division, and Atlanta has looked okay. They really should have won that game more easily. They fumbled the ball twice at the goal line against Tampa Bay. And it's not a big deal beating Tampa Bay, but they have only a one-game lead in the division. The Saints play them twice still. The Saints still play Tampa. They got Carolina. They got Chicago. They got some bad teams they're playing still. So what do you think needs to change for them to win the division? Because, like I said, they're only one game out of the lead right now.
Man, you know, you and me went through the schedule at the beginning of the year, and I think I had the Saints like 13 wins or something, or 14. It's like, well, this is obviously not going to happen now. I mean, there's just a lot of bad teams out there. I thought the Saints would be in the upper echelon, and the schedule, as you said, is not good. The division's not good. The Falcons, I don't think, are that good. So there's plenty of opportunity to win games here. You have to start this weekend, certainly. But you know what, Mitch? If you can't get the offensive line going, I think it may be time to get in some guys' faces. You know, and I don't think Dennis Allen is really that type of coach to do that. But at some point, I think you have to get in some guys' faces, be it Olave, and be like, what are you thinking when you're out there driving like this for Carr? What are you thinking when you're acting like this as a leader of the team, as the quarterback, you know, flailing around out there? You know, you can let guys come around and figure it out themselves if they do it. But if they're not doing it, it's the job of the head coach, I think, to get in their face a little bit and say, you know, this is what has to happen. So I think you have to see a little bit more aggressiveness out of Dennis Allen from the coaching position. And then, you know, just start saying, man up in the red zone here, guys. I mean, you know, we got to be able to run the ball down here.
Well, when Dennis Allen says at the press conference we're making progress – because we were 40% in the red zone, because they were, I believe, 2-5 against Jacksonville. Yeah. That ain't a lot of progress. That's I don't know what you call that. That's like small steps or baby steps. But it's, you got to be over 50% in the red zone. And the Saints are like maybe the worst team in the league, or they're the top bottom two or three in red zone efficiency. Yeah. And so that's got to get better. And when you lose games, when you've got the ball almost double another team, or 13 more minutes, or 30 more plays, and you're losing games, that just never happens. That's just very rare, and that's just unacceptable.
It is, and I think that actually points to, you know, that red zone issue. It's like you're running all these plays, you're getting all these yards. I mean, over 400 yards a game, that's solid. You should be winning games like that. It's not, unless you're turning the ball over five times, but they're not turning it over a ton. So it all comes down to being able to punch it in.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Hank, we got to roll. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
All right, man. Sounds good. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you. That was Hank Allen. We got Brett Martell as our last guest here. We're live here for one more segment, and we'll be back on Monday to recap the Saints and the Colts. Brett Martell from the Associated Press will be on with me next here at Premier Nissan, where Metairie meets Kenner, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, right off the I-10 exit. They're open every day, 9 to 9, except for Sunday, so they'll be here tonight till 9 and tomorrow all day to sell you some great cars, including this beautiful red truck. So we'll be back with our final guest live here from Premier Nissan right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans Metro Area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As a financial planner for New York Life, Amanda Saldana helps her clients with a variety of products to meet their insurance and financial needs, including college funding, retirement, managing costs, and lifetime income strategies. Please feel free to contact Amanda to fully realize your financial potential. They have two locations in the Entergy Building in New Orleans on Loyola and on the North Shore in Mandeville. Amanda can be reached at 985-662-2656 or at asaldana01 at ft.newyorklife.com.
All right, we're back for the final segment of the show. And before we get to our final guest, I want to thank Scott Chanley, former Saints linebacker, also a product of the University of Nebraska, the Cornhuskers, what they used to call them, the Black Shirts, right? Hey, and then Executive Director Bernadette Lucas with Come Grow With Us with the Liberty Kitchen fundraiser November 10th. at the Cafe 300 Broad. Hank Allen from WGNO-TV. Patty back at the studio. I want to mention JPS in their 46th season. Young Frankenstein starts tonight till November 5th. That's 6400 Airline Drive in Metairie, JPS.org. Or call them 504-885-2000. We got PlayTimberlane.com. My good buddy Richie Tomlin. My next guest has played out there with me a few times as well. The VFW Gala, VFWGala.org. That's tomorrow night. On Lyon Street, 531 Lyon Street. You can buy tickets on the website or at Eventbrite to benefit the VFW Post. And they always have a great event there. And we're talking to, of course, Brett Martell now with the Associated Press. So, Brett, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Good to be on with you, Mitch.
Hey, so we're talking about a couple topics here. First of all, just kind of recapping. I know we're not yet at the halfway point, but they played seven games so far, 3-4. I know you probably hear a lot of people asking you why we don't have a better record. The schedule's very manageable, not that difficult. The division's not difficult as well. And I just give them a lot of different answers because there's multiple problems, obviously. But so what I'm asking you, you assess the Saints from the through the first seven games of the season.
Yeah, I mean, they're under a lot of pressure to win now, I think. You know, they're in a tough spot. You know, look, if they lose this weekend, they're in really, really big trouble going two games below 500, although nobody in the division is pulling away from them, but the expectations are so much higher, and the team they're playing is also struggling. So, you know, I mean, the defense generally has been good. The offense has been moving in fits and starts. They've definitely showed some potential, but they, you know, have struggled to execute. And then, you know, whether it's the play calling or whether it's the actual decision-making after the snap or the pre-snap read, I mean, it can be a combination of all those things, just not, you know, just there's just no synergy, and all those things have to be kind of working. And right now they're not. So, you know, that's kind of where they are.
Yeah, and, you know, we've been talking a lot about the offensive line. We've got some So, Brett, we got some other issues, too. Not only, you know, the offensive line, Hurst is out, and now, you know, we have some other guys are questionable for the game. But beyond that, and one of my guests brought this up, which I think is a good point, is it's, you know, I used to say that, you know, in the Breeze era, which was the golden years, I guess you could say, if you throw the ball, like, 20 or 30 times a game and you run for like over 125 yards, that's kind of like where you want to be. That's winning football. And right now, the last couple of weeks, Derek Carr's thrown the ball like 50 plus times. They might have more plays. They had 31 more plays in Jacksonville. They had about 20 or so more plays than New England, and their time of possession's been pretty good as well. But they have not done well in the red zone, obviously, one of the worst teams in the league, and they're not running the ball that well. And a lot of people have not talked about that issue because they brought in Jamal Williams. They drafted Miller. And they seem like they're only running. Kamara is carrying the ball more, by far more than anybody else. So I want you to address that issue. Are they throwing the ball too much? They're not running enough. They're not committing to the run. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think one of the reasons they're throwing so many times is because, you know, when they fall behind, they try to change the tempo up and they end up going with the no huddle, which is a shotgun snap every time and a lot of throws. Look, they wanted to run the ball. They drafted Trevor Penning last year as a first-round draft choice. And, you know, he struggled. But they thought that he would be really great in the run game right away in terms of a blocker. He's obviously struggled with his pass sets, but he's become so much of a liability in what is really his first full season because he was hurt most of last year that they've had to kind of sub him out. And they were hoping to start James Hurst in his place. And then, of course, he got hurt. So, and he's going to be out this week again with the ankle injury. So, you know, the only guy they really feel like has a feel for getting any production on the ground right now is Kamara. And that's just because he's so good at kind of making something out of nothing. Because right now the blocking's not giving him a lot in the running game. And so, you know, they're stagnating there. They definitely hope that Jamal Williams would be a really, really good, kind of reliable, short yardage type of running back. But you still need a line in front of him to get, you know, to get a little bit. And so they're struggling there. They're stagnating. They're falling behind. They're going to tempo, no huddle, shotgun snaps, a lot of passes. And, you know, I mean, they
You have to, in a way, give them a lot of credit for coming back in tying the game last week. But it's definitely not the formula they want, and it's not the formula that's going to really carry them through to any kind of meaningful results at the end of the season.
What are your thoughts on the on the running issue? But what about on the red zone? I mean, they've had two opportunities in the last couple of weeks to either tie or go for two and win games against Houston and Jacksonville, and the play calling was not great. Maybe they, like you said, maybe Derek Carr audibling has not made the right decision as well. These plays that are really almost, they're not going to work. Probably they're just kind of, you're just crossing your fingers on plays like that. So how did they get better in the red zone, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to have to be a little more creative with misdirection. I mean, everyone's going to have to execute their blocks and their routes and not get knocked off their routes on the first 5 yards and win their one-on-ones. And then Derek Carr's going to have to make a good decision to make a good throw. And right now you can tell that his footwork is a little iffy because he doesn't really trust his offensive line, and he's bouncing on his toes a lot and trying to, you know, he's always ready to escape the pocket, and that's a tough way to make an accurate throw when your footwork's like that. So they get into the red area where everything moves faster. There's less yardage to work with, less margin for error, and they're struggling.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, those are the issues that have to be addressed in a very manageable schedule in a division. They're only one game behind Atlanta, so we'll see how it goes. Hey, Brett, thanks for joining me. I hope you had a good day out there on a beautiful day, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks again for joining me this afternoon. Have a great weekend.
All right, great show, Mitch. Always good to be on. You have a good weekend,
man.
Too.
You too. Thanks. That was Brett Martell, the Associated Press, the good stuff as well. So, you know, to summarize, again, we want to thank our guests again, Brett Martell, AP, Hank Allen, WGNO-TV, Bernadette Lucas with Come Grow With Us, the Liberty Kitchen event on November 10th, 300 Broad, Scott Shanley, former Saints Super Bowl champion with the Saints from 2006 to 12 and 2009. We got PlayTimberlake.com, 504-367-5010, the Golf Vantage Program. We got Young Frankenstein starting the JPS in their 46th season, JPS.org, 6400 Airline Drive, all the way till November 5th. I want to thank all the great people, Donald and Craig Collins, of course, at the here at Premier Nation on 6636 Veterans Boulevard, open every day 9 to 9, except for Sunday. They'll be open till 9 tonight and all day tomorrow till 9 as well. If you want to buy a beautiful car here, used new car, they got the red truck I'm looking at here in the showroom. And I'll be back on Monday afternoon to preview, of course, I mean, actually analyze the Saints-Colts game, which is at noon in beautiful downtown Indianapolis, Lucasfield. I stayed there when I did the Sweet Stacks Expo just a couple of years ago at the hotel right across the street from Lucasfield. They got that statue to Peyton Manning there, won a Super Bowl with him. But it's a great town. Love St. Elmo's, a great restaurant, great steakhouse there in downtown Indianapolis. So if you're there, have a great time. It's a great city. And hopefully the Saints will win the football game. We'll be back on tomorrow to talk LSU. We're going to do in a week in advance the preview LSU in Alabama, which will take place in a week, probably on Saturday night, next Saturday night, Tuscaloosa, as LSU faces Alabama in a huge game, which could determine who wins the SEC West. We'll be on 9-11 live to Silver Slipper, Bay St. Louis on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. I want to thank Patty back in the studio, all the great people at WGSO Radio, of course, Donald and Craig Collins here at Premier Nissan. And I want to wish everybody a happy weekend. This is Halloween weekend, right? Even though Halloween is Tuesday, this is Halloween weekend, so there's a lot of parties out there, a lot of fun as well. So everybody be safe, enjoy the holiday, but be safe, be very careful. And we wish everybody a great Halloween weekend, and we'll be back on Monday, the day before Halloween. Again, tomorrow, 9 to 11, the Silver Slipper in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, LSU and Alabama preview, and then back here Monday recapping the Saints and the Colts live here at Premier Nissan. Everybody have a great, safe weekend, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning from the Silver Slipper Casino.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related healthcare. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.